Well, hey, you made it. David here.
Vern here. Welcome to the GIST Podcast.
If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming.
The GIST Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, mostly ours. Show notes for every episode are found at thegistpodcast.com.
Come back often? Feel free to add the GIST Podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow David and I on Facebook at The GIST.
All links are in the show notes. Let's start the show.
That's a good idea.
You're listening to The GIST Podcast, and this is episode 7. Welcome and enjoy the ride.
Let's get on with the show.
I said I'm working on outwitting the devil as I take on the stand that I've chosen to take. Because it shows up, and it showed up while I was working on my presentation and trying to flush out the, you know, what was it that I was going to share. And then when I was up there speaking in front of the group, and what showed up there?
Intimate group, too.
Yeah, 12 people.
Not fucking... You're not hiding out in there.
Nope. Yeah. And that I am really working on something bigger than myself, and something that not many, if any, are taking. There's this unique stand. And maybe it's not going to land over there. That person, whoever... Like, I don't know. I don't get it. This is new. It's kind of... And I get to stand over on my side going, it is new, and it's worth it.
Yeah.
No, and all the stuff that shows up in behind that going, dude, don't know why you think you should be standing up here.
You know what is interesting about that? It's almost like... Imagine yourself as a quantum physicist. So you're a quantum physicist, and you're in the front of a room doing a talk or a lecture or just speaking to any group of random individuals. And you're talking in depth and using jargon and speaking about what it is that you're specialist, an expert in. Are they going to feel uncomfortable with the fact that you have no fucking idea what they're talking about?
I'm going to say no.
No. And then could they then take that same conversation and speak it back to you in English?
Like dumb it down?
Yeah.
Probably.
Sure. Like give you some analogies, give you some...
Yeah, the metaphors.
Yeah. So I'm actually just kind of working through this in my head right now. So maybe that's the key. Maybe that's actually what's occurring.
Well, that's what I do.
Well, no, but that's what's occurring. Consider that might be what's occurring when someone's looking at you like, I don't get. Or if they say to you, like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, whatever you're saying is not landing for me. It's not like you now don't know what you're talking about. It's you're like, oh.
I got to explain it in a way.
Yeah, like he doesn't get it. He's actually not picking up what I'm laying down.
I got it. I'm picking up what you're picking up. It took me a little bit. I'm like, well.
Yeah, I turned a corner there, didn't I? I turned a corner.
Yeah, man. And that's great, actually, because when the right type of metaphors show up and the conversation comes out, when I explain it, they're like, oh. And then they understand it. And it comes from just a place of just of nothing over here versus being in front of 12 people and going, I got to make sure I make an impression, or I got to not fuck this up, or, you know, this is a good part. Don't, whatever, right? And I'm having that conversation when I should be with everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we would have recorded that one, actually. We're going to do it again on the 12th.
Oh, like you didn't record your presentation, you're saying?
No, we didn't set ourselves up for that.
Got it. So that, yeah, that should just be, you know what I was thinking earlier?
It is normally what we do.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
Yeah, I was like, what?
We're not going to do it that time.
When Maya was down here, I was thinking to myself, like, I didn't mention it for some reason, but because we're spitballing and brain dumping about a bunch of different things. And I was thinking about like Gary and how he always has that person, that dude fucking recording him. And I'm like, Like, what would that take? Like, not maybe not a dude, but like, how could we? But then
it's just intention.
Yeah,
that's all it would take, because you could put on a camera. I could put on a camera. There could be just an intention that things are recorded.
You know what?
By everybody.
You know what I was thinking about too is
that would be really cool, actually. If everybody started having the intention of recording everybody, mm-hmm. and then all that footage came together to pull from,
yeah.
Fuck, you can make some cool shit.
Dude, it would be insane. We gotta get on that. And you know what we should do is really just...
That's a really fucking good idea.
As time progresses, just so you know, you don't have to write this down because we're recording.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was it. Go, you know what? All right, you're out. Good job. Yeah,
I was like, get out. I've got an idea. I must capture this.
Oh, God, it was recording.
I lost my train of thought.
Sorry, man.
No, it's all good, because no one's recording what's going on up there, unfortunately. But no, I was going to say something about recording and fuck, I don't even remember. It was right there. And it was relevant. It was something. There was something there.
We could even pause and listen to it.
We could.
Do you want to?
But there's a chance that it could just pop back into my head, which is likely what's going to happen.
But then I got an edit today.
And it did. And it did. You're not going to like it. Oh, shit. No, actually, remember when... we're talking about recording everything. And remember when Maya was talking earlier about, like, oh, you guys should just go on Facebook Live and say we're about to record episode 7 or whatever, right? What if we just did an episode on Facebook Live? Because...
That scares me.
It scares the shit out of me. But it's scary. I don't know why,
but it's scary.
Well, it's scary because ultimately, if we're sitting here, we're trying to, we are, and I said trying because there's some development going on here. There's some mastery being created, creating authenticity. Like, you have to consciously think about it until it becomes unconscious for you. Does that make sense?
You have to unconsciously think about it.
No, you have to consciously think about being authentic.
Yes.
Going, wait a minute, let me turn off all the cool guy voices, or let me stop trying to fit in here. Let me just be present and be authentic with you guys. You have to think about it consciously until it becomes unconscious for you. Mm-hmm. Have we ever talked about the four levels of competency?
Let's hear it.
I think I was going to slate that for another episode before, so it's good that I brought it up. So remind me, four levels of competency.
Okay.
Okay, so the reason why Facebook Live scares me is because we're in here creating something, and we're committed to creating it from a place of authenticity. Now, if ever a time shows up where, you know, you're getting off on a tangent, or we'd have to be really real, because it's like, oh, I just caught myself trying to look good. I'm coming back to you guys now. So here we are on Facebook Live. And there's no opportunity. Like, right now, we could just cut out an entire section if we chose and then stick it out into the world.
That's right.
On Facebook Live, it's like, oh, guess what?
That just happened.
I just got way off track and I started to ramble. And then I started to try to look good. Like, this is the whole process that just went on in my mind. I tried to look good. And then now I'm back with you guys. So apologize. This is part of Facebook Live. We're doing a podcast, right? So, but how many people could or would potentially, you know, start to view it, and then all of a sudden be like, wow, this is what they do on their podcast? Cool. So I'm going to, like, you know, maybe we don't do everyone, but every, you know, one, two, every 10, every three, I'd every like five, to, we fucking, or even just a portion of it.
Hmm. Don't have yeah, to do yeah, the whole totally. Thing.
We could go, well, hey, we're going to.
And get that maybe it, okay, fuck, my strategy side of me just starts like fucking commandeering. And it has to, not that it has to, but it could and could and could, and then it, too many options, so I'm not going anywhere.
You know, you just reminded me of something interesting I was talking to the kids about this week. There's some danger in creating expectation.
Okay.
So you go into an event, like, because you just reminded me of it, because, like, this could happen and that could happen and we'll do this and that, right? Because yep. Shape it this way. So, for example, like Aeneas, he took this robotics course like a year ago.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And it could have been really cool. However, he just created in his mind that they're going to build a robot. in this class. That's
what's going to happen. Yeah, had it going.
That was his expectation, and this is going to be fucking wicked because we're going to build a robot.
Yeah,
and
that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, he went there, and really, what he discovered, I think, or what they were teaching, is how do we make a robot work? What's the coding? What's the programming? What's the mechanics behind it?
Right.
And he could have learned some really cool things. And there was another time where I'm trying to think of the example, but it happens often with the kids where they go, oh, they hear a name or they think I want to do this thing. And then they get into the thing and then they find out that it's not actually what they had expected or created or really wanted.
Mm.
So I had a conversation with them about like, what would it be like if you went into some things now? It's okay to have intention. This is what I want to get, or this is what I'm causing. Don't be completely blank and get blindsided by default things, right? But go into things with an open mind, without expectation. And then I said, because you're expecting something else to happen, I said, and that doesn't happen, I said, sometimes that could take you out, and you're no longer open to absorb what could be possible, like what you could have got out of that class. And he really got it.
That's awesome.
Does that make sense?
Of course.
Yeah, he really got it. He was like, he goes, oh, he does that every once in a while. He'll have these like aha moments.
The epiphanies.
Yeah, he goes, oh, and he kind of thought about it.
I love those moments for everybody, really. Like just what a place of elation and like fulfillment and
yeah, when you just
discovery is remarkable.
Yeah, something just clicks, right?
Yeah.
So that was really, really cool having that conversation with him. I think
that's awesome.
I think it landed. And for some reason, when you said that, it reminded me of that. And perhaps that could be. That's something we have to learn, you know, going into meetings or creating something like this. Like you're going, oh, it's going to do this, and then it doesn't work.
Well, and it's more than that, because for me, it is now challenging me in what I've said I'm taking a stand for. And do you really mean it?
How do you mean?
Do you really mean what it is that you say is so important? Is the thing that shows up.
It's, yeah, yeah.
And like right in the moment of having this conversation, it's philosophical in some ways. It's a belief system, and there's a thing inside going, all right, so do you mean it?
Could that thing that says to you, do you mean it, is that serving, or is that, could that just be another, you know, mechanism or version of self-doubt?
I think it can be both.
Like, what's the context? What's the voice? You know how it's like that whole conversation when you're texting and someone's like, do you really mean it? And they're like, concerned? Do you really mean it? And you read it as like, do you really mean that?
Here is the thing about that, where I am at right now, is it is both right now. Whereas before, it would have been more like, dude, you, no way.
Yeah.
There's no way you're doing that.
That's good.
Versus, okay, but... do you really mean it?
Like from concern,
like this is a big thing that you're taking on.
Yeah.
And do you really actually believe it?
Like in other words, what I hear there is, why are you doing this?
Are you clear?
Are you an actual stand for this thing?
Yeah.
What's the why behind the what? Like, are you doing
it to, in what I say,
are you doing it to look a certain way?
Right.
Or is there a purpose behind it? Yeah. In other words, is what I'm getting at.
So it's that part is being challenged right now. Not like challenges like I'm going to kill it, but rather challenges is just confirming and making sure, which is an interesting place to be, because I get to think about it like really truthfully. And then now I'm taking a step back and really looking at it. I'm allowing myself to challenge these notions and these things that I put out there as something important and worthwhile. It's right. Like, okay, so is it important, worthwhile? I don't know. You tell me. You're telling me. You tell me. It's a bit maniacal.
This is a whole conversation you've got going on. With David's in the mirror in the morning going, okay, what's today going to be?
No, if only it was vocal. No, it's all in my head.
That would be awesome.
But that would be a bit crazy. But yeah, you know, it's an interesting spot. It's just interesting, and sometimes it can get negative.
So
it can pull you.
Absolutely. And you know what I think is happening here? I think there is a learning inside of observation of oneself.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, so, totally. So, I suck at it, by the way.
Well, no, still. See, well, with that attitude, of course.
I'm clear. No, hold on. The caveat to that is the arrogance of me to think that I could actually take it on and have be and be so disciplined so soon.
Ah,
you get patience. Where I'm going?
I do. I got it.
So
thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, thank you for clearing that up. Because you're like, I suck at it. And I think that's great because I'm having all these things in my head going, you know, the what you just said, hold on, I gotta like fuck.
Yeah, totally.
Here. Fucking rambling. Because I will, you just.
Don't ask me to repeat it.
You said earlier, you said it used to be always, you know, really, do you think you can fucking do that? And now it's kind of both.
Mm.
So I'm thinking in my head, that's because you're actually inside learning. You're now slowly becoming the observer of who you are and what you're up to and what matters and all those different things. Now it's just not so one-sided, which is a default mechanism. Because if we're really at cause, we wouldn't be bashing ourselves. We would be lifting ourselves up. Absolutely. So that part of us that's starting to lift ourselves up is showing up more and more and then being there and having your back against the bully who's telling you you're a piece of shit.
That's the best way to describe it, without a doubt.
Yeah, so that's where I was getting at when you said, I suck at it, because I was going to come back to you and say, like, consider you're creating some breakthroughs here inside of that observation, right? It's super.
And to acknowledge that, because they can be so small and you pass them by without realizing it.
Yeah, the acknowledgement is not there.
Yeah, to really take it on as Maya ran a group of 12 people through a vision and dream catching session. That's like awesome. She did that, and everybody's got theirs. This is a lean brand blueprint, we call it, for startups. And she ran them through three exercises in uncovering your vision and your mission and starting to understand what the type of culture would be that surrounds that.
With English as a second language.
With English as a second language. We had only put the presentation together completely the night before.
Wow.
And she ran all these people through this session, and the majority of people's pages were full.
And
like they were taking their notes.
Wow.
and super cool.
That's insane.
I know.
And where's the acknowledgement? Not from you. I mean, like on her end, like where's she at with acknowledgement?
She's on the fence, man. She feels like she wasn't supposed to be up there. Like what I do.
But you know what? It happened.
Yeah, it totally happened.
It happened.
It's interesting how it happened because Nicholas set us up, which Nicholas did an awesome job setting us up. Such a powerful context for what we're up to in a different, just, it's really great. And then Maya was after her.
Well, hold on. How did he set you up? You mean like he was up there first?
He was up there first and he talked about us and our philosophy about Brand is Truth and what that means. And he just has a great job of talking about that.
Yeah.
Because he really believes it. Like, it's at his core.
I just didn't get what you meant by he set you up.
Got it.
Like, I didn't know if that was like, oh, he set up the gig or whatever. No, but you're saying he opened three up of us. And set you guys
we
up.
We all
and,
talked.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah.
So, yeah, there was three of us. So he set us
he
up.
He went and then you
then
went.
Then Maya went.
Okay, then Maya went.
And I closed.
Oh, okay, nice.
And Maya took them through the exercise.
Sick.
Fucking well done. And to really acknowledge that and get the contribution that you had, and I'm speaking to you, Maya.
Are you listening, babe?
That you had that kind of impact on all those people.
Yeah, dude.
In all sorts of types, and you have no idea, but you really made a difference. And that was the thing that I got to be challenged by. Are you really committed to making a difference? And is it this?
Conversation is a good segue because we're talking about observation. It's actually a good segue to talk about these four levels of consciousness.
Cool.
Competency. Okay. So, and I don't know where this originates from or whatever. It's just something that I picked up through some audios and things like that over the years. And it's something that happens whenever you learn something new or choose to take something on consciously.
Okay.
So for example, choosing to be the observer of oneself is a choice. It is a venture. Sometimes people accidentally and by default catch themselves looking at themselves, if that makes any sense. They go, oh, fuck, like, what was it? You know, you just get to a different level. You get to a different level of being present. Mm-hmm. Like, you actually observe a certain way of being of yourself. Like, for example, let's say you flew off the handle or something like that. And then you're just like, and then, you know, you just had kind of a whisper to yourself, like, fuck, I always do that. When that thing happens, I always act that way. What's that about? And then, then maybe you just never think about it again. But that's like an accidental observation.
Right.
Okay. So if you, let's say you choose now, which I would assert that we're taking on, you're choosing to become the observer. Just taking a look at how you operate and the things that trigger you and just who you are day to day and all that kind of stuff. And then you have a conversation about it, really. You know, isn't it interesting that that makes me excited? And isn't it interesting that that pisses me off and I act this way, right? You just start to, or those voices and all those kinds of things that show up. That's like observation. When you're noticing, at least, why is that? Where's that? There's that self-saboteur voice again. You're noticing it now. You're paying attention to it. You're observing it. So the four levels of competency are unconscious incompetence. So you're, that's like don't know. Mm. Unconscious incompetence. So if
you don't want to be that person.
Yeah. If I told you, go fly a plane, you'd consciously know, I think, because I don't think you can fly a plane. You consciously know you can't fly a plane, right?
I do not know how to
fly a plane. But if there was a game that existed that you didn't know existed, and I told you to go play the game, you are actually unconsciously incompetent in that space. Make sense? You didn't know how to do that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So now what happens is I say, well, there's that game, cricket or whatever. It's the first time you've ever seen a shoe before. I tell you, tie that shoe. You're unconsciously incompetent because you don't even know what a shoe is.
Yeah, you have no idea. Right.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, that's a shoe and these are laces and here's how you tie it. So now you're consciously
incompetent.
Exactly. You're aware of it, but you don't know how to do it. And you're just like, okay, I see that thing. Right. So what happens is I'm going to take you through it a couple times. I'm going to show you how to tie the shoe or throw the football or shoot the gun or whatever it is. And you're going to go, okay, I'm starting to figure this out. So now you're consciously incompetent. You know what it is. You know how to do it. I said consciously incompetent.
You're consciously competent.
Sorry, consciously competent. Exactly. So you have to think about how to do it every time. Where to hold your hands and where to do,
right.
You have to consciously think about it and walk yourself through it every time. In other words, reminding yourself to do it or remind yourself how to do it.
Right.
So like reminding yourself to listen to what you're fucking saying.
To go to the bathroom, like my son's going through right now.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
He knows that he has to go to the bathroom when he has to go to the bathroom and he knows how to do it. He just has to remind himself, oh yeah, like when I feel it, I should just go instead of like waiting until I'm going to wet myself, or ignoring it or whatever.
Yeah.
So eventually, not to say that we don't slip once in a while.
Yeah, it happens.
He'll be like us where it's like, I got to go take a piss. And you just go take a piss.
Yep.
So you're then unconsciously competent, unconsciously competent.
Like it's just automatic.
It's just automatic. Exactly. Like we are with criticizing ourselves and not acknowledging ourselves and downplaying what we've done and accomplished today.
We are so good at that.
Yeah, we're super good at it.
God, like too good.
So that right there is actually super important for everyone in terms of going through.
It's all good.
Instead of going through when you're going through personal development programs, when you're discovering things, people want, like you said earlier, they want it right now.
Yep.
It doesn't work that way.
It does not work that way.
You got to get conscious and you got to take your time and you got to focus on it and you got to work at it and then it becomes a habit and boom, you don't even have to think about it anymore.
Today, I actually got connected to how long I've come, period, end sentence. So the gentleman that I met this morning was a guy that I met. His name's Steve. He actually joined the Communal Network as well, which is pretty cool. Anyways, I met him when I first moved to Calgary.
Oh, okay.
Financial guy. He wrote a book on finances. I'm going to introduce you to him, actually. And I don't know why. I think he's a good guy to know, though. And he met us when we had just moved here and and was setting up with Ink Ocho, our initial creative studio. Mm-hmm. And I just got present to today how far I've gone between then and now.
No shit, eh?
Like, that seems like 10 years ago, and there's right? only four.
So when you had that conversation with him, like, what was that like? How did you get present to that?
Well, just the you know how those conversations happen where you're catching up. You're like, well, where do we leave off?
Yeah, right.
And then he started to create it. He's like, yeah, Ink Ocho Ink, and nobody ever got that damn name right, which is part of the transition. Ink Ocho. And he's like, yeah, right, that. No, it's not that hard, but it's got this thing, this disconnect. Because we merged two languages together. It's no surprise, really.
Yeah.
Like, we were optimistic at best.
Well, here's what's a little bit embarrassing and also probably true, is when I first heard your name and you told me Ink Ocho, I was just like, oh, yeah, Ink Ocho. Because to my benefit, I was so unconscious of different languages, I had no clue that that was a different language.
That was a word.
Yeah, I didn't even know what Ocho meant. I'm like, yeah, Ink Ocho, cool, got it. You know, so
yeah, and the way you said it and all of that, and the way you read it. But when other people read it, they just butchered it.
Like,
Ink Oco, Incho Ocho. I'm like, I don't know where the fuck you're getting this shit from, but it ain't that. You're not reading it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
I remember.
It was good times.
That was so funny.
It was good times.
Anyway. That's hilarious.
Lessons learned. So a lot of growth, and still I really suck at it. Like, from where I was at, and even past that, like, I reflect on the journey and some of the things that I was just petrified by.
But also, what's interesting about that, if you look at it all, there's the time in, like, phases, there's a huge portion of that time and growth and development that was actually occurring in an unconscious state. You weren't intentionally out in the world causing, like, I'm going to find myself, I'm going to create, I'm going to grow. You're just kind of like living life and going through the motions.
Yeah, just doing what I needed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And that's probably part of it in general. But then all of a sudden you start to...
You crested that milestone.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you probably were in a place in your life. And I think, because I've definitely been there, where you kind of get to a level and you're like, okay, like, there's got to be more. And then you sort of wake up on some level and you start looking for something.
Yep.
And then it just keeps getting deeper.
Yeah, and it is getting deeper.
Mm.
And the game's getting more serious. I don't know if serious is the word, but there's more skin in the game, if I were to use an analogy.
I feel like the potential possibilities are ramped up for me. I think as my level of awareness raises, I start to realize more and more what could be possible. I'm like, holy shit. You know, like what I could cause, what I could have happened if I just took this action or did this thing or hung up with that person or made this phone call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I start to become more aware of the potentialities.
Yeah, you just crested a ridge and you just saw, like, the mountain line. You're like, holy, I didn't even know that was there.
If I keep walking, I'm going to climb a fucking mountain.
I'm going to be over there soon.
There you go. You're not even at the bottom of the mountain yet. You just saw the Rockies. Ew. That's possible.
I mean, could you imagine walking from, say, Calgary towards, you know, the Banff Mountains, walking that? So you're going to have some big fucking hills.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, I got to take a breath here because this shit is high.
I'm high.
But then you hit, like, that last crest and you're like, holy shit.
It's like, wait a minute, what is that?
That was not on my map.
You know what I think is really cool? Is there's no real, I don't know if there's a theme here somewhere, but I couldn't put my finger on what it is.
Well, it's about what's inside. And it's about managing what's inside.
A lot of our episodes end up being about that.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. Because that is what we're both working on.
Yeah.
Like, if you really think about it, how could it not be about anything else?
Yeah, right.
Because if it was about anything else, and this is me, I'm being presumptuous as well, but that you would actually say that you know about that you're proficient at that. But this podcast is about something that we're working on.
Right.
That we're helping others work on. I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah, right. We're not, this podcast is not about like, yeah, exactly. I'm the expert in this field. Yeah, so no. I'm going to talk about the thing that I'm really good at.
Great.
I'm going to come on the podcast every week and talk through things.
And lay some knowledge on you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk through some things that I'm dealing with and that I'm working on and that I'm discovering and that maybe I have some information about or knowledge, right?
And maybe you'll see something in it and you'll take something away from it and be able to add it just like we're doing in the moment and fucking figuring it out. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. We are in the process. I just got really connected to this right now. We're in the process of our plans in the future and where we're going. This is part of that journey. And these, Vern's distracting me now.
Isn't that a little distracting? I texted them and said, beers, please. And they sent me this picture
back. Nice. That was pretty good. All right. I think we're done here, episode 7.
Yeah. There's some hot ladies.
The wives are waiting upstairs.
There's hot ladies on the deck drinking summer love. Yeah.
All right. Let's get upstairs.
That's some fucking gold. We got to go. We have got to go. We don't got to go home, but we got to get the hell out of here.
Get out of here.